The moor was a lonely place, wide, windswept, and whispering. To most of the town, it was just a stretch of heather and stone beyond the hills, a place for hikers and the occasional lost sheep. But to 16-year-old Mara Lennox, the moor was a riddle. And riddles didn't like being left unsolved. It started with the footprints. She saw them early one morning on her run. Perfect impressions in the mud, bare feet, small, like a child's. But there hadn't been children up there for weeks, not since that boy from the village went missing. Jamie Carter vanished without a trace. Everyone said he'd wandered off during a storm and fallen into a ravine, lost forever to the moor's unforgiving wild. They'd stopped searching after 5 days. But the footprints kept appearing. Mara began following them in secret, keeping notes in a leather-bound journal she kept hidden under her bed. The prints always led to the same place, Black Hollow, a sunken patch of land shrouded in mist where the air buzzed strangely and the heather grew darker than anywhere else. Her gran warned her, "The moor remembers, Mara, and it doesn't always forgive." But Mara didn't scare easily. On the 7th day of the footprint, she packed her backpack, flashlight, compass, Gran's old storm lantern, and a silver whistle her brother gave her before he left for university, just in case. She followed the tracks at dusk, the wind pressing at her back, the sky bruising with clouds. The moor felt alive somehow, like it was watching. As the last light dipped behind the hills, she reached Black Hollow. The footprints stopped. Silence settled over the land like a thick woolen blanket. Mara held her breath and stepped into the hollow. Then she saw it, a figure, crouched by a boulder, head tilted, unmoving. "Hello?" she called, voice tighter than she expected. The figure jerked up. It was a boy, mud-streaked, wide-eyed, clothes torn. Jamie Carter. "Jamie?" she gasped. He stumbled toward her. "Don't talk," he whispered. "It listens." Mara blinked. "What listens?" Jamie's eyes darted to the shadow behind her. And then she felt it. Cold air like fingers on the back of her neck. She turned slowly. There was nothing there. But then the shadow shifted. The mist curled unnaturally, a shape moved where there should be none. Something not quite human, not quite real. Jamie grabbed her hand. "It comes at night. The moor took me, but it didn't want me. It wanted someone who could see it." "Why me?" "Because you kept looking." A low, groaning sound echoed through the hollow. The ground trembled. They ran through bramble and mud and heather that clawed at their legs. Behind them, the shadow slithered, stretching like arms. The moor roared with wind that carried voices, names, whispers. Her name. Mara didn't look back. They burst out of the hollow just as the first light of morning touched the hills. The shadow stopped at the edge, coiling like smoke, before retreating into the mist. Jamie collapsed beside her, breathing hard. They both knew it wasn't over. The moor didn't like losing what it had claimed. But now they understood something no one else did. The moor hides things, not just people, but secrets and shadows. And some shadows don't fall from the sun. They rise.